Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is the Associate Director of Heart of Iowa Habitat for Humanity, Jeff Lamore, here to finish up our part two of our two-part series. And so, Jeff, I know we last left talking about some different programs that Habitat's able to use when they're not doing the Helping Hands projects. You have to be somewhat creative, wouldn't you think, to be able to help out a variety of different homeowners rather than through the traditional model of either building a home or here in Greene County, at least, the Helping Hands program?
You know, a lot of it comes from Habitat International, you know, what other affiliates are doing. We keep an eye on, we discuss things with other affiliates, what they're doing right here in Iowa. Habitat International puts out, you know, information. So we kind of keep our, you know, our eyes and ears open on that, see what's happening. Try to, you know, even outside of Habitat, look at what's happening and what trends are happening in the world, really, and see what's happening, you know, there to keep up with it. But really, we're just open. We want to be, you know, that housing authority and help people within the guidelines of what Habitat International is structured. You know, there's so much, but I think there's things that we can do. So we just kind of keep our eyes and ears open, see what's out there to help homeowners. And that the aging in place is an example of that. That actually is something that's happening nationwide, and other organizations have talked about that. But specifically, the Greater Des Moines is they started venturing in down that road. So we got wind of that, thought, you know, maybe that's something that we can do here in the Heart of Iowa affiliate and Boone, Green, and Guthrie counties.
Now let's talk about your upcoming fundraiser that you've got coming up later on this summer with Habitour. It's making its return here to the Heart of Iowa Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah. After a year off, we had our initial Habitour in 2017. Hold that event in 2018, but we are coming back here this year. The date is August 24th, Saturday. Now, a little bit different this year in a couple ways. One, we're partnering with the Greater Des Moines Habitat with this event, that while the Raccoon Valley Trail, we realize it goes through Dallas County, and that's part of the Greater Des Moines, that we're partnering with them to, I guess, gain a little more excitement, a little more enthusiasm with the event. It'll start and stop in Perry. We're offering distances of 25, 50, and 100. It's kind of similar to what we did in 2017. All the riders will start and stop in Perry. The other change is something that we hadn't anticipated, but as you know, the river bridge is out coming into Jefferson. Yep. We would have hoped that the bike riders, at least 100, would have come up through into Jefferson, made a pit stop here, and then back down. But with the bridge out, obviously that's not going to happen. So we're just going to remain on the main loop, start at Perry, down through Panora, over to Waukee, and up through, back up to Perry. So that's the loop. You can find all that information on, actually, I have a Habitour website, www.habitour.org. So if anyone's interested in registering for that, we'd love to have them. If you're not a biker, I'm sure you know a biker.
Well, I just want to donate anyway.
Right? Well, if you want to donate and not ride,
we'll take the money, right?
Yeah, we'll take that too. So it's really, you know, 2 years ago we had a great time. Numbers were smaller, but it was good just to kind of get the ball rolling, see what it would look like, and really had a good time. We just hope to replicate that in a little larger version this time. There'll be some entertainment, post-ride entertainment at the Hotel Patti in Perry. So a lot of fun, and obviously we feel a really good cause.
Sure. Now, there's an expected change that's going to be coming down the pipeline here rather soon within Heart of Iowa Habitat for Humanity's organizational structure. Care to share an announcement, if you will, Jeff, about you possibly taking on a new position?
Yeah. Our executive director, Eric Kretzinger, has announced that he's stepping down effective July 1, or actually June 30th. It'll be his last day as executive director. You know, Eric's done a fabulous job, just really a fantastic job as our first and only executive director. Started in 2010 and took a good organization. Habitat, at that time, was when they merged the Boone and Greene County, took a good organization, really made it explode, and really did wonderful things as far as expanding the program. And then obviously in 2015, we expanded down in Guthrie. He was instrumental in that. So he just done a great job establishing habitat in these three counties. And I guess after 10 years, he's just ready to move on to something different. Can't thank him enough for what he's done. The plan of succession from the beginning when they hired me in 2015 was when he chose to do that, that I would step into the executive director position, and the board has decided to continue with that plan. And so I will be taking over as executive director start July 1. And then we're in the process right now of hiring an associate director that will be out of the Boone office.
And so that means your office will stay here in Jefferson then?
I'll remain here in Jefferson, yes.
Okay, excellent. What are some things that you've learned from Eric about habitat that take on with you as you take on this new venture as executive director?
That's a long, long list, Coltrane. But you learned a lot because he's very organized. He's very passionate about the mission of Habitat. Eric just really comes down to his organizational skill, the way he works with the volunteers, how he keeps them engaged in the projects and the whole process of Habitat from, application to completing the project. The volunteers have to be instrumental in that. I just learned a lot from Eric. He'll be missed, but he set a really solid foundation for the organization going forward. We'll just move on from there, and I think things we look for good things to continue to happen with Heart of Iowa Habitat.
What is something that you're most excited about as you prepare to fill in those shoes of Kretzinger?
Well, yeah, just learning a new role, kind of working with some of the things and learning some of the things I haven't on the administrative level. Possibly making a few changes, not that they're needed, but as things come up, you can kind of maybe do things a little bit different, kind of put my own flair into it, I guess. Sure. Things that I have a talent or skill in, but I'm just excited to continue the work that's been established. Hopefully we're just able to continue for a long time helping families get that pride of either having their home repaired and fixed up or that pride of home ownership. And that's, it's really rewarding. And on the other side of it, getting the volunteers involved and giving them that opportunity to serve their neighbor, to help out someone maybe less fortunate that needs to, needs a helping hand.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program, here with our Associate Director of Heart of Iowa Habitat for Humanity, Jeff Lamore, joining us once again. Community State Bank of Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.